Right, we do have our guest on the line, Pastor Farah. Good afternoon to you, Pastor.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Pastor, very briefly, we literally have about 3 to 4 minutes to go, not a long time at all. Our time is fast spent. We're literally doing a summary on balancing kindness and truth. And of course, we actually want to see how can one show kindness and truth all in the same sentence. So, in what ways can kindness enhance the impact of delivering a truthful message?
Okay, so I think since we have been looking at the subject of kindness, and then we just want to make the conclusion of the whole matter. A Christian, as you do your activities of kindness, I think you must also have what is now being championed as emotional intelligence.
Okay.
You should be diplomatic. Of course, you must not sugarcoat things. You should be able to strike that balance. You see, especially in terms of evangelism, I don't know how you are doing it in South Africa and other parts of the world, but here in Zambia, there's usually some kind of antagonism when we are doing public campaigns. You would find sometimes, like when we are telling certain truths, like we are operating like we are maybe two political parties between the Catholics and the Catholics and the Adventist Church, where you begin to think that we are fighting or things like that. But that should not be the case. You can still present your truth. Okay, somebody's saying the volume is low. Okay, I don't know how it is there.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay, thank you. So you can still tell the truth with respect. Remember, you want to win a brother. So you don't want to be sarcastic. You remember how the prophet Nathan delivered a heavy news to David. He gave him a parable. He gave him a scenario. And David made a judgment. He made a judgment of himself. He says, that man deserves to die. Now, that was wisdom that was used. So I think you can have the truth, but diplomacy or understanding to say, how can I best tell this brother? Because at the end of the day, you want to win the brother. You don't want to frustrate this person. You can have the truth, but the packaging should be correct. We are not there to fight any other denomination. When people do not subscribe to our way of practice, we are not supposed to be indifferent in terms of how we relate to them. Remember, Jesus related to prostitutes. He related to people who are downcasts in society. He looked at the possibility that one day these people will be potential candidates of the kingdom of God. So we should have this drive or a perspective to say, tomorrow, yes, this person today is like this. Tomorrow, this person will be a different woman or a different man altogether. So we should not be prejudicial. We should not be judgmental to say, I don't care how you are going to react to this. No, we must care. We even sometimes brand ourselves to say, me, I'm a live wire. I can say whatever I want to say. However it is going to sit with you, I don't mind. I think as Christians, we should be able to mind.
Very, very important. Well, Pastor, we're wrapping up this week and talking about kindness. What is the one thing, in literally less than a minute, what's the one thing that the listeners can take home with, a message that they can keep with, that they can practice about kindness?
Kindness, it is a fruit of the Spirit. We can cultivate it. It may not be readily available today, but we can cultivate it. I said it and I will say it again. You should not be kind because it is convenient on your part. You should be kind because you have tapped from the kindness of Jesus. And so let this mind that was in Christ be also in you.
Very, very, very important. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for joining us. Blessings to you and have a beautiful Sabbath.
Thank you so much and God bless you too.
Thank you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.